I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The music we're listening to right now is by one of the vanguards of jazz. In fact, it was recorded at the Village Vanguard in New York City. The pianist is Martial Solal. He was born in Algeria in 1927, but he became known in jazz circles while living in France. Live at the Village Vanguard is Martial Solal's most recent release. He says he enjoyed playing solo before an appreciative audience.
New York especially, people are very intelligent, I must say. They know everything would happen. If I make a plaisanterie, I mean a sort of joke, musical joke, they understand immediately. When I play a standard tune, they know it, they know the words, they know everything. They heard thousands of interpretation of the same tune. They can compare, they can judge. It's a very fantastic audience. And generally, people are very, very quiet. We could, as we say in French, we could hear the fly. By chance, there was no fly in the club. It's very, maybe very pretentious, I don't know the English word,
right.
To like that people makes no noise. But, you know, in the 50s, I started with in this work, and at that time, you could believe me, people were not quiet. They're dancing, talking.
And I suppose in the beginning, you were used to some of the noise in the audience. You were born in Algeria,
yes.
And you played a lot of those cafes where it wasn't quiet. What was that like?
Well, it was very sad. I mean, there was no jazz, almost no jazz. I've been lucky enough to meet one good jazz musician there, and he teaches me everything I had to know at that time. But the most I learned, the most I work, it's of course in Paris.
And when did you move to France?
1950.
Oh, 1950.
59 years ago.
59 years ago. Have you been back to Algeria since to visit?
Well, I've been once for a concert that in the maybe 62, I think. No. What I'm crazy. 54.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I was there was 54 for a concert, and then I never returned.
When I listen to your rendition, Martial Solal, of Have You Met Miss Jones, a great jazz standard, I hear a lot of Thelonious Monk, but if I look at the calendar, Thelonious Monk was coming up around the same time as you were. So tell us whether Thelonious Monk was an influence on you, or did you and Monk simply have similar ideas about jazz standards?
Well, the influence from Monk was more an atmosphere than a way to play the piano. I mean, my way to play the piano is exactly opposite to what he does. But I was always been interested to the atmosphere, the curious way to play some chord. His style is opposite to mine, but he influenced. It's one of the three or four important influence in my musical life.
Martial Solal, a lot of Americans still don't know your name. They don't know who you are, even though you've played with the likes of Lee Konitz and Stefan Grappelli over the years. It may surprise some of them, even those who do know you and your career, that you composed more than 30 scores for cinema, including the music to Breathless, A Bout de Souffle by Jean-Luc Godard. Mm-hmm. Why did you stop scoring for movies?
Well, for different reasons. First of all, that I had no more offer after 10 years after A Bout de Souffle, I mean, Breathless. And then a new director started to like pop music and not anymore jazz. So I decided to compose different music. So from that moment, I wrote a lot of concertos, piano and symphonic orchestras, a lot of music for different groups, orchestre de chambre, or jazz, big band. And well, I never stopped to write. But just before coming here today, I'm working on a new project. I write music every day.
And you're almost 83 years old. What would you like to do that you haven't done yet, Monsieur Solal?
Well, it's a good question, but I don't have any answer else that I just like to continue as long as possible. I always said I will stop playing when I realize that my mind and my fingers are not anymore connected.
And it occurs to me that your mind and fingers are still very well connected, as one can hear on your latest recording, Marcel Solal, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, live at the Village Vanguard. Really appreciate your speaking with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Marcel Solal wraps up the program today, and before we go, here's the answer to our GeoQuiz. We asked you to name a Central African country where a national census is underway. The answer is Chad. The country was rocked by violence last year as government troops and rebels battled for control of the capital. The census is part of a deal between Chad's government and opposition groups. Once the count is complete, final plans can be made for parliamentary elections scheduled for next year. Our Boston team includes Stephen Snyder, Andrea Rule, and Mary Lou Ward. In London are Matthew Exel, Alex Collins, and Emma Lederson. The world's engineers are Ray Fallon, Robin Moore, Robert O'Connell, and Mike Wilkins, with web and tech support from Malcolm Harvey, Catherine Murphy, and Michael Rass. We're online at theworld.org from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow for another edition of The World.